Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Miracle Manifesting Mondays. And believe me, today it is. This is Audrey. I'm your transformational catalyst, surrounded by goddesses and goddesses and goddesses here on Earth Day. So we are going to be speaking about Earth Day relationships and, yes, goddesses. And so we're going to start, as we always do, with our breathing attunement. And so I suggest that everyone who can hear the sound of my voice make themselves comfortable, take off your shoes, loosen anything you're wearing that may be tight so you can actually breathe. And listen along to the sound of my voice and follow along. We're taking a nice deep breath into your diaphragm, chest, throat, and head, and hold, and release. Right. Breathe in again, diaphragm, chest, throat and head, and hold, and gently release. Now breathe golden light into your heart. Feel, experience it as the sun, enlightening every aspect of who you are, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, and beyond. And gently exhale. Release. And there's your oxytocin breath. Breathe in golden light energy into your root chakra. Ask that it bless your root. And for those of you who'd like amazing intimacies on the physical level, make sure you're cleansing your first and second chakras thoroughly with the golden light. Bring the light up. And exhale through the top of your head. And now let us breathe in fuchsia light, that beautiful combination of reds and purples, with sparkling silver, gold, iridescent light into every part of your being. Hold and release. And one more breath. Sparkling white, silvery light from your root, bring it up all your chakras, hold for a moment at your crown, and let it out like a fountain. Now continue breathing at your own pace, in your own way, as we do our affirmation for today. And our affirmation for today is, I am love, and I am in fabulous relationship. Feel this, see this, allow this, merge with it. I am love, and I am in fabulous relationships. One more time. I am love, and I am in fabulous relationship. Now, for everybody who's listening to the show, whether on the live broadcast or on the archives, you just heard the chorus of goddesses. So you can merge yourself and allow this. And today our show is going to be a little different than every other show because I will be doing questions and answers live in person with everyone who's here. So what I would like to do and what I'm going to do now as a way to set this up is first let me say something about Earth Day. Today is Earth Day, April 22nd, and I actually remember when it first started, and I was in New York. but I remember the first Earth Day. Yeah, okay. And it was amazing. And on one level, I'm heartened that we still have Earth Day because the energy continues. On the other hand, I'm going to find a positive way to say this. I would like it that we had no need for Earth Day, that the Earth and us humans on it were living in such harmony with our own inner and outer selves that the Earth and all of us are flourishing in beauty and love and peace and harmony. However, until each person, literally each and every person on this Earth is functioning that way internally, we will have situations with which to deal. Because we humans, are part and parcel of the entire ecosystem, and since everything is energy anyway, and everything is connected, who we are as individuals, who we are as groups, who we are as species, affects what goes on the Earth, not only by our very vibration, and that's key, but our actions and what we do in our thought patterns. When people take actions through fear, when people take actions through anger, through rage, through pain, through anything less than love and peace, there's a different kind of response that we create on the Earth and in our lives. So what I'm going to say is bless yourself. Honor yourself as the living embodiment of the Creator, however in any way you understand or acknowledge the Creator, whether you call it the field of unlimited possibilities, as the amazing Dr. Deepak Chopra does, whether you call it Goddess, which they're kind of focusing on that, whether you call it God, Source, Allah, Great Spirit. One of my clients called it the, I don't know what you call it, that great miracle out there, but we all know what it is. Whether you call it, I don't believe that it's even there. To me, it's all random. Whatever you call it, whatever makes you you in your innermost core, love that. I recommend, as you all know, meditating every day. If you skip a day, bless yourself, pick it up the next day. Let go of punishing yourself because that's, at the very least, ineffective. And on another level, it only harms you. That being said, that we honor the earth and all who are upon it, the water, the ground, the fire, the sun, the moon, the plants. Yes, I'm being shown even the insects. And many of you know there are certain insects with which I have less than an adoring relationship. It's true. I have told them they're not allowed to live in my home. They can live elsewhere, but not in my house. An exercise right now is close your eyes. Send love to yourself, including any aspect that you may have judged as less than or unworthy or, in my technical term, yuck. And put love around them. And allow that love to heal and transmute whatever that aspect is, whether it's a quality, an attribute, a behavior, an old outmoded thought pattern, whatever. And allow this to occur. Because, folks, we are the miracles. We are all part and parcel of all that is. And now with this love, love yourself and send love to those you actually do love, those you treasure, your goals, your dreams. And now allow divine love, unconditional divine love. It doesn't have to be your personal love. We're talking agape. Ask that the love of Creator surround those you may have less than a loving feeling for. Send it to the areas of the earth that that truly would benefit. Send it to the city. Send it to any place that is seemingly less than peaceful to our third dimensional view. And then surround that with your vision, your choice, your intention, with miracle possibility beyond anything even any of us in our brilliance and genius can come up with. And allow the love of the Creator, of creation, of the beauty of the earth to shine upon you. Receive this. Take this in. And give thanks. And as you feel ready, you may slowly begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. You may slowly begin to move your hands on your wrists, your feet on your ankles. You may begin to gently pat your body softly, gently, and easily. You may gently begin to move your head on your neck and at your own pace, in your own way, you may now open your eyes. And now in this gorgeous environment in which I am, energetically, physically, emotionally, if anyone here wants to ask any kind of questions, please do so. And if you want to come near me, just so long as we hear your voice, or I'll repeat the question if that may be the case. Please, this is your time. So who would like to? I'll call on you. Well, maybe I won't do that. I will leave that to the inimitable and wonderful Tammy Flame. And Lee, I've forgotten your last name. Lee Center. Yes! Yes, yes. I'm acknowledging the woman's name. we are in the center. We are exactly. So
I would like to say that beautiful, beautiful affirmation and
meditation.
Thank you. And these are beautiful women who we have joined together for our faith, where we support and send a lot of love, beautiful vibrations to one another, and we do confide in one another in terms of what's going on in our lives, and support us. And so we are free today to speak on any topic you want. We are thinking of relationships.
Yes.
You can deal with relationships, you can deal with any aspect. Because relationships have to do with relationship with yourself, with divine source first, and with yourself. So if there's anything that has been really rolling around in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, please offer it as something that other people also want to get some type of support from.
I will also say, I'm a psychic healer, so if you ask me a question and you want a reading, I'll give it to you. But we are live on the radio, and I have listeners. So just be aware that I don't know what I'm going to be shown, and I have to give the truth of what I'm shown. So simply be aware of that. And to the ladies that helped me get online here, whose names I don't know, thank you. Angie, and there was a blonde one. You, can I thank you on the air? I forgot.
Kendra.
And I probably met you and I forgot. Please forgive me. Yeah.
Before I came here, I spent the office of cancer surgeon. It was just diagnosed in lung. Its first stage is fairly early. It's surgery at the top. And I'm just hoping for the healing institute.
What's his name? What's his name in this initial? Do you want me to tune in? Okay, first of all, I'm in the Natchez Congo water distributor. And people have gotten healed from cancer through drinking this water. I just spoke with the wife of Bob Peterson, who was healed of fourth-stage kidney cancer within a couple, and drinking the water. He is completely, completely healed. It took, I think she said, 2 months for the total healing, or 2 weeks. So I do want to tell you that right off the bat. This is, okay, just saying. Okay, there's no way I can not say that, doing what I do and why I do it. So his name is Rick Snyder. Everyone, of course, send healing right now to Rick. I'm going to look. So on the air, folks, it's just going to be silence for a while. But we are here. Okay, your husband's a fighter. He's a feisty one, this one. And he doesn't take the word no with any ease or relish at all. Okay, so he has to let go of his anger. He has to let go of his fear. I know that's saying a lot. Believe me, I'm aware that I'm saying a lot. He has to let go of his anger. He has to let go of his fear. He has to go into a place of peace. When he really can go there, this could actually disappear. And I do feel he'll be healed. And as I said, he needs to do those few little things that I just said. And he has to embrace trust. Oh, this one doesn't trust so fast. Okay, boy, he's a show me. You need to prove it to him. I'm being shown like things, and not just once, a few times. So the best that you could do for him, he doesn't like to show his fear. It's inside. Even the crying is inside. It's like right in the top of his head. Just let him know, one, you believe in him, two, that he can be healed. He is being healed. And if you come to my house, I'll give you the water. Can't carry around, don't have a car. I actually brought a gallon with me to make sure I had enough water. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. I thought it was for me. It's not. It's for your husband. Okay? You're welcome. And then I'll explain to you how to be. But I do see he can be healed. And that's part of an informal, okay? Is that how he is, what I said? Yeah, that's how he is. Okay. So that's, yeah, thanks.
My name is Suzanne, and I've been all over the world. I've accomplished a lot, but I've never been in a really happy relationship. I've been married twice to very unhappy marriages, especially, and I'm now very insecure about finding love again. I've met two wonderful men in the last year, and I'm very insecure.
Do you want me to tune in on them?
Yes.
Do you want me to tune on these two guys?
No, I don't think I
will. All I need are initials. I don't need names. I just need initials.
They're not the one.
Okay, then I won't look.
It's just a really good insight of why I'm so insecure.
Okay.
And of what I can do to you.
Okay. I'm sorry, when I laugh, I have to tell you, it is never with a person. I have guys that sometimes make really funny pictures, and I can't help it. They're just funny, and I laugh. It's never at the person asking, ever. they're giving me the term that, what's her name, the millionaire matchmaker, I can't think of her name, Patty. They're telling me your picker is off. Your picker is off. That's why I'm laughing because of the picture they show. Sorry. So they're saying your picker is off and you're not trusting yourself. So your insecurity, oh. Okay, one of the guys, I feel like it was his second major relationship, was incredibly critical and would put down an insult and they give me the word pick again, but pick, like, I knew. Is that what happened? And so you took it as actual reality because you were living with this for a number of years, 8 to 10 maybe,
yeah.
A number of years. And, sorry, I'm tuning in on his energy. You don't need to know about him, right? I don't need to look at it. Okay, good. Anyway, you haven't allowed yourself to heal. That's number one. You're still holding this morass of blah, 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 out of his mouth as though it's real, and it's almost in your cells, which you don't want to happen. Okay, so there needs to be a healing that can occur that will help move that away. And once that happens, and you start embracing your possibility for love, because you have actually almost stopped believing that love is possible, because you've allied love and pain almost like they're mushed together. And so that has to be untangled and released. And then you need to, I don't know that I like the expression fall in love. It makes it sound like we're going to fall. Okay, so like rise in love with your own self and embrace your own self and treat your own self as the beloved and allow yourself to receive. The minute I say receive and coming, there's a part of you that like pushes away. So come and you go like this. I make gestures. I can't help it. Like it pushed. So you have to, well, let me not say have to. It would be wise for you to allow yourself to receive the bounty of the universe as the universe presents it. You can check it out. You can look at it to make sure it really is a bounty rather than just push it away before it could even get to you for you to inspect. And I wasn't going to mention this now, but it's just I'm being told to do this. I'm doing a Goddess Transformation Day on May 4th. This is exactly some of the work we're going to do to release stuff, and I'll talk about that a little later. But that's exactly some of what we're going to do. Okay, does that help you?
Yes. Any quick clue on how I can clear this?
Come to Goddess Transformation Day. No, you can't just clear it, and it's not. It doesn't work. I wish. I do. I really wish. I'd go boom, 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 boom. I would do boom. Okay, but it's the truth, right? Is there any healer? There's no healer I know that if you could just snap a finger wouldn't be the first one online. Every healer I've ever known, but me. Okay, it's a process. I guarantee you, if you come to that, there will be changes, and I do guarantee that. Okay.
Are you doing? You tell us where the goddess thing is.
Do you want me to do that now?
She'll talk about it.
I was going to do that at the end of the show. I'm going to let people know. Are you complete? Okay, thank you.
The last 2 years, I've been in a great privilege. I've made my ascension. I've had a good job.
Hold on. Give me your initials. Okay, first thing, you have to stop feeling guilty. There's a little piece of you that feels a little bit guilty to even have another man in the position of a mate. as you allow, and then there's sadness. The minute I say the guilt and I see it moving away, you feel sad. So you even have like a sadness about removing the guilt as though you're disloyal. So it's important for you to clear that even a little more. It isn't like we have to be perfect. I used to think perfect. I don't know anyone who's going to be perfect on every level, so let's just let go of that. We need to be whole. So as whole as can be. And even that doesn't have to be perfect, okay? So for you, when that comes up, oh, look at this. So it's important for you to forgive yourself, even though there's like nothing to forgive, and have a little dialogue with that, to give yourself another level of permission on the underneath layers to have this. And there's something that happened when you were 2 or 3 years old, which I'm not being shown off, but there's something that if we clear that, that'll open you up more to allow the mate to come. And in terms of how often do you ask, Spirit is having fun with this one. It's like, how often do you breathe? So you can ask with every breath and be an allowance. You could ask once and expect it to happen. You could ask every day. You could ask as you breathe, my mate is here, my mate is here. And allow yourself to be in that space that your mate comes. And then embrace the world as your mate in being. And be in love. A piece from my life. I love being in love. And there hasn't been a mate for a number of years. So I decided X amount of years ago, I love being in love. So I didn't feel I was good. I didn't want to be deprived of that because I love it. So I chose to be in love with life. Because life is amazing. Now and then, maybe not so much, okay? But to choose to be, or I'm not always doing like the love thing. I have other feelings I sometimes have. But allow yourself to be in love with love, allow yourself to be in love with life, allow yourself to be in love with yourself and with your breath as you breathe. That's the affirmation that your mate is entering your life. And it's excellent. Does that help you? Okay, perfect. Okay. Hi, Corinne.
Hi, okay.
Okay.
I've been keeping
do you want me to look and see if you're on the right career path? Is that your question? Okay. Well, let me see. All right, first I'm getting, do you get pain on the top of your head or something on the top of your head? Or do you feel pressure? No, no, with work or something with work. There's something with the top of your head. Yes, no? No, okay. The way I'm being shown it is like there's this door and you're trying to shove through and it's closed. And I'm hearing, don't do it that way. Go around. Like, with the door and the wall, there's like little itty-bitty space. You have to go through and do what you're doing in a very different way. That's the first thing, okay? You think it has to be chopped like this. It doesn't. Oh. What I'm being shown, I'm being told you don't really love, like really love what it is you're doing. It's okay, you like it, and there's some kind of should. It feels to me like some part of you thinks you should do whatever this is, and I'm not being shown what it is. The full love, the oomph, the passion, your heart, your soul, your all of it, not quite so much. So is that the case? That's why it's not happening. It's not really where you want to put your energy. And so the blockage thing, which I'm being shown like this big kind of door thing, it's ouch. So it's like, maybe that's why the head, because it's like you're hitting your head on it and you're not supposed to. if you do want to proceed with this thing, there's these little edges around that you have to wheedle your way in. But you really don't want to do this, I'll have to tell you. When I tune in on people, I will tell you categorically, I recommend to people they find what their soul wants to do, what their inner purpose is, and find a way to take some steps towards it. It doesn't always mean drop everything you're doing, although some of us, like myself, have, and I'm just doing my soul thing right now. But find the way to ease and move your way into it as you segue out of what it is that you really don't want to do. Like that, okay? That'll help you. Does that, okay? Did you have your hands up? Okay.
Dr. Beth, for another try, and I love this show.
Okay.
And Moon's Blood Flow.
Okay. So you want me to look at that? Let me have you. This water helps it all. I mean, that's why I drink it. I'm 70, okay? I'll be 71 in July, okay? We are July 17th, 717. Yes! Okay? This water is part of what gives me what the energy that I have. Not the only thing, but it's part of it. And an integral part, okay? Yeah, let me have your initials. The reason I'm doing initials, folks, is this is on the air. Okay, so that way you have your personal stuff personal. Okay, I'm sorry. Day and
age.
And your question, let me hear you again.
The doctors want to have a schedule. And I love doing
it. I'm hearing you doing well. I'm hearing you doing well. You need more sleep. You're not getting enough sleep. And the worry, look, all of us, including moi, benefit from releasing worry. And I know what that can feel like sometimes when something in front is like, nonetheless, very important to release or transmute that worry. Take the actions one can take. Breathe, meditate, pray, whatever one's process is, and be at peace. That's why it's so important to touch this inner kernel of peace that we all have, we all have. Be you. Oh, you sit there and you measure it. Oh, my gosh. So I don't know if this thing is all in little numbers or whatever, but I'm seeing all these little numbers, and it's like you measure these little infinitesimal things, like these little gradients. Let go of that. It's like you're making yourself nuts, okay? Let it go. And know that it's happening. And instead of doing every little piece, start, will be from your start and whatever the completion thing is supposed to be, whatever that thing is, see it taking the leap and allow the process to happen. So you're not fiddling around with all these little titty number things that I'm being shown. So you all know what that is? That I didn't. Okay, good. Okay, and that's going to make it easy for you. Does that help? Okay, good.
I'm in a relationship at the moment. I've kind of moved beyond the kind of pattern that I've had in relationships. I've been doing fairly well, but I feel like that's coming up again. And I'm really confused at the moment as to what to do. I feel like I'm not much of an eye of a storm. And I really need to go to the
Okay, about the person.
About the person and the situation. I'm getting excited about the person that's been to me.
All right, so what I'd like is your initial, the person's initial.
Brian K.A.
Okay. I have to tell you, right off the bat, I hear you don't trust him. The first thing I heard. Okay. Oh, God. Okay. I forgot this is on the air. I'm sorry. There's a part of you that just wants to him. Okay, so people want to smash him. Just. And so let's see. Can he be trusted? All right, I'm not being shown what your pattern is, but I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing. I'm being shown that you look for things to, like, write on the bad list. Okay, here's the good list. Here's the yucky list. And you almost look for things to put there. So when one really hunts for them, they will show up. Not only that, we'll call them forth. So it doesn't mean ignore stuff. Don't ignore stuff. Okay, but really look at the positive of what's there and empower that within yourself and within him. It's a him. Yeah. Okay. Well, not always. Okay. But here I see a him. And he does love you. He doesn't seem to know. All right. The picture I'm being shown is hysterical. He doesn't know how to say it. And it's like he doesn't know how to move. So what I'm being shown is if he wants to walk to you and you're safe standing over here, and he wants to move forward, it's like he doesn't know where to put his feet. It's like they come down funny, or there's something with that, so he's awkward in his presentation of what he wants to say or how he says it, and then you go into, what do you mean? I don't know. And this little panicky thing kind of shows up, and then it gets weird. Okay? Do you know? Do I have to go into all the weird?
No.
Okay.
No.
So does that help you to understand?
I think the thing that it, the difficult thing that it gets to is me touching my own judgment. Because I get the difference between not being careful enough and looking at things that aren't good, and then seeing things when they are there or not seeing things when they are there. I think that's kind of what it relates to.
Yeah.
So I'm,
I would suggest to you, because I saw you making this list of all the junk, that's another one of my technical terms, you don't need to make such an extensive, detailed list. They're not bacteria, okay? It's not like you have to look through the magnifying glass to catch the little this, because if any of us look through a magnifying glass, I think we'll be horrified at what we see. I mean, apparently there's bacteria everywhere. Most of us, it's like, oh, I don't want to see them on my skin. Yuck, yuck, yuck. So really feel what's there, and not so much the mind, the heart. You need to allow yourself to feel more of what's there and perceive, and you don't trust that. The minute I say that, it's like, wait a second, I don't know if I could trust that. So let me look at that. Okay. Because there has been, let's use the term, some misuse in the past with you in relationships, and I'm saying that gently because it's a little more than that. So that needs some more transformational healing so you can feel more comfortable within your own self and your own perceptions. And then it's going to, like, okay, snap. And then it's going to align more easily within you where you can trust your heart more, and your mind, like the heart and the mind are mixed. One of my teachers says, feel with your mind and speak with your heart. So like there's a shifting of the way it goes, which brings the mental and the emotional more together rather than in some cases seemingly so separate. And so there's another level of harmony. In astrology, we might call it mutual reception. That's a whole other conversation. Okay, allowing that to be. In terms of this guy, I've been told I said this already. He does care. He doesn't know always how to say it or present it. Does that help? Okay.
Yeah. I think the thing is, can I trust you or not? I think that's...
Well, I wouldn't trust him with every iota of your whole life and say, here, whip, do that. I wouldn't do that. I would take it step by step by step by step by step. And that's how I would recommend doing this. Yeah, that needs to be done.
Yeah, yeah.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm enjoying this very
much. Oh, good.
I find it very difficult to go with trust, with not trust. It has to get to a point where I don't know if my intuitions are really what I used to think they are.
Okay.
And
You want me to look at if that, first of all, if that's the case and where that can be? Okay. You're welcome. May I have your initials? I'm sorry. You're looking at the whole world and you're seeing this one did that, this guy did that, this guy did that, that one did that. Okay? So you're looking at a whole lot of, how do I want to say this, misbehaving boys. Okay, and then it's like, okay, now how do I say that? You want to push it away from you. And so, in a way, in doing that, in the pushing, you've almost isolated yourself.
Yeah.
And so here you are, and then there's this little isolation energy thing around you as you're pushing these okay things away. And so you're not letting yourself see that, number one, not every male or female does all these hooky things. Some of them men are actually quote-unquote decent and nice, and that if you look deeply at anyone, and I mean anyone, you're going to find hooky things. Okay? You tell me. You tell me who can look in the mirror of their persona and can say, oh, I could have done this trick. I could have done. So understand that. That doesn't mean to allow a lot of junk to occur. I am not saying that. So what's happened to your trust is you, because you're looking at, let's call it the bad behavior boys kind of thing, BBB, bad behavior boys. See, spirit gives this stuff. Bad behavior boys. That it's almost overwhelmed other things to look at. Then we come down to, what is the universe? Is the universe positive? Is it negative? Is it neutral? So I'm going to tell you what I have seen, okay? And I have it in my book. I have a book out called The Mother's Manual. And from what I have been shown, the universe to me is more positive and more loving than neutral or negative, okay? And the reason I say that, and the reason Spirit has shown it to me, is love is always stronger than hate. Always. Okay? So that is the way the universe is made of. When you wake up in the morning, especially in Florida, if you get the opportunity to see a sunrise or a sunset, or you look at a baby's face, a newborn, born healthily, okay, not somebody born elsewise. The beauty and the wonder is a touch of the magic of the Creator for us to perceive. And it's more than neutral. It's beautiful and it's loving. So immerse yourself some more in that to kind of shift some of what's going on with you. Now let me see if I can see. Okay, so you're remembering certain things from when you were growing up?
No, I think that what's happening is that I'm feeling that even though I am coming from like love and trust, sometimes that's trust.
Well, here, let me add to that. And rather than coming from a place of trust,
people take it in.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you, okay? Folks. Ladies, men too, come from a place of openness and being able to perceive rather than I automatically trust. I would not recommend. I'm a woman, okay? And I'm a woman under 5 feet, more or less, okay? That automatically you go and trust everyone you meet. I would have the trust in your heart. I'd have the openness. I'd have the love. But to think that every human being that one meets is automatically going to be wonderful and evolved and on the high level is a fantasy. I had to learn this, okay? I'm a psychic and I could see the possibility in everyone, and I had to learn. Another teacher had to teach me this. It was not an easy lesson for me. That because any of us can see the possibility. We also have to see at what level someone is operating in the here and now and deal with them in the way they are operating in the here and now, knowing what their possibility can be, because each person chooses where they're going to be. So you may see that someone can operate on a high level, but they may be operating on like a middle level. As long as they stay on that middle level, that's where they're operating. You need to be able to perceive that to know how to deal with them and make your choice, yes, no, maybe so. Do you understand that?
I do.
Yeah. Then leave them to the side. If you're looking for somebody on a different level, honestly, leave them to the side. Bless them. Thank them. Ask for what it is you truly prefer to be with. Give thanks to the Creator and yourself and creation, and stay with that. And keep, for all of us, we're in a time of massive shifts right now. Massive, 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 huge shifts. Okay? And those people that are particularly sensitive are definitely feeling it. I was sharing with the beautiful, wonderful Tammy some of what I was going through, my own personal self today, because my energy did not feel wonderful. Past fears, insecurities, vulnerabilities, stuff was like sweeping through me energetically. And I'm a Cancerian, and I feel intensely. I don't feel just like so-so. That's not. Okay? I feel very deeply. And it isn't something I could just say, leave. And believe me, I have done that. So it took some processing. So whether you feel as strongly as I do or on any other level, because everyone's however they are, we all are releasing, transmuting, transforming different stuff within ourselves. So even though you may no, I saw something from when you were 4 or 5 years of age, something in the family, I'm not 100% sure, possibly through the, doesn't mean it's horrible. Look, I saw when I was a kid, I don't know how they did it, but my parents were seeing some home movie with Charlie Chaplin. I don't know how. And I happened to walk in, and some little thing on the screen scared the daylights out of me. I didn't even know what it was. And I went, like that. Now, that wasn't some horrible thing, but for a second, it traumatized me. It wasn't some, oh, my God, like awful thing. It wasn't abuse. So sometimes when I see something for someone, it doesn't mean something horrendous happened. It means something that they felt kind of could have shocked them. Now and then it's something horrible that happened. So we could look at that, not right this second, but we could look at that. And whatever it might be, it could just be like a dot that you need to erase. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm seeing something awful.
But you
have to
see something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
happened. Or your perception of something. And I'm seeing it like, here's a field of white, and it's like a black dot that just needs to be cleaned off. That's it. Okay? A fly goes by. Did you see that? Okay, who was next?
Matt.
I feel the way you do. Seems like all kinds of things are happening. I felt like I had everything. I worked so hard. I evolved so much. And I'm so challenged all the time to elevate. So I know, you know, I had a lot of trauma as a child. I overcome a lot. And my relationships with men have been strange, to say the least. And I always was aware that I attracted the wrong people because I didn't love them. So I've been working very hard on loving myself. And even though I have come such a long way, and I'm doing a lot of affirmations and good, better things are happening, but I'm just wondering, because when they come, I don't know if I don't have the trust issue that the rest of the women were saying. I'm so afraid. I feel like I still have walls around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have trust issues that are very deep. And, you know, I'm working so hard on myself, and I want to clear it all. And I'm, because I have evolved so much, and there's so many more levels I want to get to. And I would love to be in a relationship that has to be healthy.
Of course.
So I, you know, I'm not so sure. I just want to know for myself, do I still have a lot of walls around me? because strange things are happening, and men are coming sort of in and out, and some of them are dysfunctional, and I already put it out there that I don't want any more dysfunctional, I want more functional people. However, if that shows up, when it shows up, am I going to do, you know, what many of us women do, and I not trust,
let me
and
see.
Not let it in,
okay.
And make excuses and do what
So for you, part of what's needed is entitlement, really allowing yourself to have the relationship of your dreams. There's some part of you that's still going, I don't deserve. So speak to that part. Let me tell you something. The internal dialogue that goes on telling us we're not good enough, we don't deserve, we're too old, we're too young, we're too fat, we're too thin, we're whatever it is. We're not enough, we're too much, whatever it is. Okay? That may go on through the end of time. I used to think we could literally shut it off, and maybe the Dalai Lama has, and I mean this, okay? I mean this for real. And is really operating at the level of a total master. Okay? Yeah, so I'm saying, or can do it like it is fingers. Okay, that was a finger snap. Okay, so if and when you may hear that, you turn down the dial, you change the channel, you say next, whatever, I say delete. I tell my a lot of my clients, put it in a ball of light and send it off to the universe to be transformed and bring love and light from that place. I have a bunch of these different kinds of exercises. So if that happens, you catch yourself. You become aware in the moment of it happening. Oops, that's that behavior again. This isn't who I am now. Okay, because if we're waiting for us to be perfect ladies, we could be waiting a long time. Okay? You think your issue is trust. Wait, it's not just trust. With you, it's entitlement. It's entitling yourself to really have what you want. And you think that you won't get it, so you close down before it even has a chance to get to you. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand? I'm being shown it. I'm being shown that it's like, and I see what you mean by the wolf, because I'm saying the trust, and then it's like you build this thing like a sort of wooden old phone booth, and then it crushes in, and you're in it, and you get squished. So you're putting it up when you stop and tighten.
Well, I'm doing it to myself.
Yes.
I'm shutting myself.
Yes, because you haven't entitled yourself sufficiently to have
it. Allowed myself to have.
And so if anything comes,
right
there you go. Does that help?
Yeah,
that's it.
We have time for just one more.
Yeah, pretty much.
I thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Oh, okay.
My name is Tanya.
Hi.
Hi. And I'm at a crossroads in my life.
Okay.
I'm wondering what to say.
Are you?
Is there anything more specific?
Well, it's up to you. You want to be, because I'll be given information, and I don't know if it's what you're going to ask for.
We're
okay, well. Okay. I don't know how to say this next thing they said because we're on the air. Wait. No. No, I'm going to find a way to say this. And this is an adult show. Okay, shh. You need to love your female areas. Number one, you need to love your female areas. I am not going to say that, okay? Your female intimate area is a good idea for you to love. What Oprah calls the JJ. Okay? That's the first thing I heard. You ask, I'm telling you, okay? You need to love that area of your being. You need to honor that area of your being. Hold up. You need to love that, honor it, be nice to it, open your heart, surround yourself with love. And then your third eye. And then your crown. Then you're going to be able to stand taller and more proud of who you are. Not prideful, not that, not arrogant, but proud of who you are appropriately. And you'll be able to walk through the world more comfortable, more elegant, more in attunement. It's time for you to let go of, what are these, I'm being shown it like fluff that's all around you, whether it's people. There's some annoying people near you. They're like pinching at you. That's the way I'm being, okay? You need to let go of them. You need to let go of them. You just need to let go of them. Okay, they're fluff. Fuzz and fluff, or whatever the word was that they gave to me. You need to let go of them. Ugh. You need to let go of them. Without guilt, nicely, elegantly, lovingly, and clearly and cleanly and concisely.
Wow.
Done. And that's a process. I can say the words. It's a process. And then you're going to be in a very different space within yourself. You may feel almost like you're floating, because it's like a space of emptiness. And from there, you're going to be able to choose differently.
Because right now, I'm stuck. I mean, I'm trying to retain this job. It's different because I'm being pulled into this job where I have no life. Like, I wouldn't be able to practice tonight. And I'm just kind of...
Let them go. Are they pinching at you like this?
Yeah,
is that the guidance was let them go.
All right. Okay. I hope you got it, Diane, because what I want to do is I want us to give us a rock that call.
Oh,
thank you.
Some
information about herself and what she really wants to do, and that will continue to help us.
I have, yeah, thank you. Okay, so I do want to say, because this is Miracle Manifesting Mondays, and I do have people that listen to the show. Goddess Transformation Day, May 4th, Saturday, Fort Lauderdale. Okay, you have to get your register with me, because right now my website is being updated, and the price is higher on the website than if you get it from me. It's $89 up to April 22nd, which is today. Then it jumps to $98. I will do special for people here. It goes from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. We will have raw vegan lunch. I will prepare it. There will be a Natchez Kangamore, and we're going to do a bunch of energy, deep level, spiritual, emotional exercise. It's going to be fun. And it's... to get to reach me, I'm going to thank you. The way to reach me is 888. I'll give you all my cell number. The way to reach me is 888-757-3223. That's 888-757-3223. Now, for everybody, please thank you for listening. Thank you for being. Remember to bless. Thank you. Remember to love yourself. Remember that no matter what life may feel like, and there are times it can feel heavy and drainy and scary and ooky and whatever, bless yourself in that moment. And even say yes to the experience so it can wash through you and be done, so you're not fighting it. Just let it come through. And remember that you are the miracle. You are made of love. And the more you love yourself, the more you can love someone else, and the more someone else can love you. And that benefits both yourself, the planet, other people, and spirit. Because spirit and the earth dimension are on a continuum. We are all related. Thank you for listening. May you be blessed. May you have joy and life and light and ease in your life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So, Andrea will be here for a little bit so you can get in touch.